Twin Cities at night, now checking on the Russian space satellite. Who is this speaking, please?
This is Joe Centers.
And Joe, where do you live?
5050 Osseo Road in Brooklyn Center.
Joe, what is the latest to report on the Russian satellite that you can give us?
According to the latest news release on the TV, they told us that we should start hearing the noises, or rather the signal, from the satellite about 10 minutes to 11, our time here.
And it's just about a little past that time right now, Joe. What have you been picking up on your shortwave radio there?
Well, I can give you a sample of what we're hearing here. I haven't heard the satellite yet, but here's what we're listening to.
All right, Joe. And so that's what's coming in right now. Is that it, Joe?
No, that's not.
That's not the satellite. That I fool around with short waves myself, and that's just a lot of. There's some interference there. There was a faint radio signal in the background there, I noticed.
Yes, there's a lot of commercial code going on around the frequency.
Now, if for any hams listening or anybody with a shortwave radio, where would they pick up the satellite signal? Do you know?
Well, they tell me that it's. Broadcasting on 20 and 40 megacycles. Most receivers, that is communication type receivers, can tune in around 20 megacycles. So your best bet would be to tune in the Bureau of Standards station, WWV. That's a station out in Washington, D.C. that broadcasts on 10, 15, 20, 25, and 30 megacycles with a continuous tone on there. I can give you a sample of it if I can tune it in here. Just hang on a second.
All right.
There's your WWV station there now. Do you hear that tone?
Yeah, Joe, that came in nice and clear. And that is WWV in Washington.
That's
now, you say that's
megacycles.
At 20 megacycles.
20 megacycles. Now, according to Hoyle, this thing should be about 20,005 kilocycles. 20,005 kilocycles. Just a little above it.
Just a little above it.
That's right. Now I'll tune above it here. There's an empty space there. I don't hear anything, Bill.
What is the transmitter inside the satellite supposed to be sending out, Joe? What signal is it supposed to be sending?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I think it's some type of a code signal coming out of it.
It wouldn't be a taped recording of any kind or a taped announcement in any particular language. It would be just a coded signal.
I imagine that's about all they can put on it there.
And this should be coming into the range then, according to all calculations, right about this time. Originally, they were supposed to broadcast on 108 megacycles. That would have made it impossible, wouldn't it, for listeners such as yourself to pick it up?
Well, I have equipment that's capable of going up to 400 megacycles, but the ordinary individual with a communications receiver only goes up to about 30 megacycles.
You mean the shortwave radios?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And at 108, it would require special equipment.
Yes.
Well, Joe, if anything comes in on your radio there, any kind of signal at all from that satellite, that Russian space satellite that's now circling the Earth, we'd certainly appreciate it very much if you'd give us a ring here at Twin Cities at Night.
I certainly will.
Well, thank you, Joe Centers.
Yeah, okay, good night.
Twin Cities at Night, now receiving a report once again from listener reporter Joe Centers. Joe, you called us earlier about the space satellite, and do you think you have the signal now?
Well, here's the signal on 20,005. This could be it, Bill.
Let's listen.
Right on 20,005 kilocycles.
Well, let's turn that up once again and just give it a good listen. I'll have my engineer turn us up here, too. Just let's listen to that for just a minute. Well, ladies and gentlemen, WTCN may have just presented The first sound coming from the first space satellite ever launched by man. Russian scientists announcing tonight that they had launched the satellite, and, of course, they were going to have a radio signal emanating from the satellite. And, Joe, you say that's coming in at 20,005, what, kilocycles?
Kilocycles, that's right.
20,005 kilocycles.
And I'm not sure whether this is it or not, but this is a signal that's coming in right on 20,005.
And that was the frequency on which the Russians had announced that they would be broadcasting.
That is correct.
Well, thank you very, very much, Joe Centers, and we certainly appreciate this. Have you heard yourself of anybody sighting the satellite yet or seeing it in any way?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of anybody doing that?
Hearing it?
Yes.
I heard that they had a pickup in the east.
They did?
Yes, and it was on WTCN-TV, I believe, or was it the other station?
Well, we'll check that out and see. Joe, let's get Joe Centers and your address again.
5050 Osseo Road.
Osseo Road.
In Brooklyn Center.
And Brooklyn Center. Well, Joe, as a listener reporter, you're now eligible for our $25 news award for the best news tip, leader story of the week. And I would be very surprised if the first sound coming from the first satellite that man launched into space didn't take the prize. That would surprise me very, very much. Joe, thank you very much. And if anything further develops on this that you pick up there on your shortwave radio, be sure to let us know here at Twin Cities at Night. Will you do that, Joe?
I certainly will.
Thank you very much.
Good night, Bill.
Twin Cities at Night now receiving a report from another listener reporter. Who is this calling, please?
Gary Smith.
Gary Smith?
Yes.
And Gary, where do you live?
311 12th Avenue South.
In Minneapolis?
Yes, sir.
And you say that you can verify that we did have the satellite signal on WTCN?
Yes, it sounded like that same signal that the other amateur heard, and it sounded like what a satellite would sound like, I imagine, going across the sky. It was weak at first and then became real loud, and then passed away and became weaker again.
If anybody just joined us earlier, a listener reporter Joe Centers of 5050 Osseo Road in Brooklyn Center phoned us with a report that he had actually picked up the signal from the Russian satellite, and we broadcast that on WTCN. And Gary, you say that it does match the broadcast signal from the other listening points in the country that picked up the Russian satellite.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Gary. You didn't get a look at it by any chance, did you?
No, I think we'll give her a try when it goes around the next time.
The last time it was out was in this area, or at least in the area where it could be picked up on radios, was about between 10 and 5 minutes to 11. It completes a revolution of the Earth every hour and 35 minutes, which would bring it back here about 12:30. In other words, just a little under, just about an hour from now, about 12:30 in the area. If it comes in the skies in this region, perhaps it broadcasts over a wide range. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
And did you hear the report about the little Boy Scout that saw it in the sky?
Sure did. That sounds pretty exciting.
A red dot, he said. He sighted it through his binoculars.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much, Gary Smith of 311 12th Avenue South.
Okay.
Twin Cities at Night now receiving a report from another reporter listener. Who is this speaking, please?
This is Al Stanton.
And Al, where do you live?
202 Aurelia Drive, Blaine Village, Anoka.
What is your report, Al?
Well, I happened to be outside, and I was looking up towards the star capital. That's to the northeast. And it seemed like it just all of a sudden it sort of popped up, and I followed it down to the south, and it just sort of faded out of view.
What did this object in the sky look like?
Well, I didn't particularly pay attention to the color of it, but it just looked sort of like a light.
It looked like a light in the sky.
Yeah.
Did you notice any reddish tint to it at all, Al?
Well, it looked sort of, not reddish, but sort of orangish.
Orangish. That's possibly the same way that it impressed this Boy Scout then. He reported a red spot or dot in the sky. Al, from your mention of the star, I take it that you're interested in astronomy of some kind.
Well, I belong to a club, and but I noticed last night also at 8:45, the same deal, coming from the same area.
Now, could you, standing in a backyard in the Minneapolis area, which way do you face and which...
I was facing directly east, and I was looking towards the northeast.
Face east and look toward the northeast.
Yeah.
And you
it goes right at about a, I would say about a 40-degree angle.
Face east and look toward the northeast,
uh-huh.
At about a 40-degree angle, what do you mean by that? Off the horizon?
Up from the ground.
Up from the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you very much, Al, and I think a lot of us will be out scanning the skies tonight about 12:30 trying to catch a glimpse of that satellite.
Well, I saw it last night. One of my buddies called me, and so I got on the... we were standing here on the phone. I was standing on the phone looking out the kitchen window. That faces the east.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I saw it last night. But it, I don't know whether it could have been up there last night or not, because it lasted for the same amount of time.
And
before it faded out.
How long is it visible to the naked eye?
Oh, I would say about maybe 35, 40 seconds.
About 35 or 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much, Al.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.